Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Topeka could soon be the site of a new veterans home serving northeast Kansas. Governor Laura Kelly announced Wednesday that land adjacent to the Cole Mary O'Neill U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Center was selected for the new veterans home. The home will have 72 private rooms divided into households and neighborhoods intended to increase community while providing services. Construction of the home is contingent on federal VA funding. And the Seward County Commission approved a fee waiver for a fall festival.
The commission met on Tuesday evening and approved the facility fee waiver request for the Seward County Activity Center from the Liberal Cultural Festival Committee to hold the cultural festival set for October 14th of this year. Commissioners also approved a 3% wage adjustment as proposed in the July budget work sessions for all employees. I'm J.P. Bazette for the Kansas Information Network.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment will receive nearly $3 million from the U.S. Department of Justice to better identify and support children exposed to drugs, increase public safety, and reduce overdose death. Those efforts are part of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's All Hands on Deck Drug Endangered Children in Kansas project. Governor Kelly said it's critical that they make these resources and help available to stop the impact of drug addiction on Kansas's children, and this funding will be instrumental in curbing the generational impact drugs have on Kansas families. In Kansas, an estimated 140,860 children live in environments where their parent or caregiver has a substance use disorder, and an estimated 5,155 Kansas infants are born exposed to substances every year. Drug-endangered children are more likely to develop chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and they are also more likely to develop substance use disorder, financial difficulties, and employment challenges. Joan Duvive, MD, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Health Officer, said this important all-hands-on-deck funding is an investment in Kansas children and a lifeline for family members with substance use disorder. She added that the project will work with populations of focus who are disproportionately impacted by substance use disorder and drug overdose. It divides the state into six regions to ensure geographic equity between rural, frontier, and urban areas of the state and will also engage Kansas tribes. For more information, you can visit PreventOverdoseKS.org. The Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, implemented in the state by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, allows peace of mind and financial assistance to families struggling to pay their heating bills during the cold winter months. The Department for Children and Families Secretary, Laura Howard, said LEAP has helped Kansas communities stay warm for many years, and it's an important and valued support program provided to families during cold Kansas winters. To receive assistance, applicants must apply on the Department for Children and Families website at dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services or Apply in Person and be eligible according to the qualifications. The applications became available January 3, 2023 and must be received by 5 p.m. on March 31st. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and applicants must be able to prove a recent history of payments on the energy bill within the past 3 months, along with being at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The one-time assistance payment is determined by household income, number of people living at the address, the type of dwelling, and the type of heating fuel. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Kansas Farm Bureau announced the creation of the Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program, or RKAP, which was developed with a grant from the Kansas Department of Commerce's Office of Registered Apprenticeship to help address workforce needs in rural communities across Kansas. RKAP is Kansas's first registered apprenticeship program focused solely on agriculture and rural communities to provide industry-driven career pathways for farmers, ranchers, and small businesses serving agricultural areas. Registered apprenticeships benefit employers by developing a skilled and loyal workforce, and apprentices enjoy a full-time job with a certified credential showing mastery of their craft. Registered apprenticeships can be tailored to meet the needs of every business and industry, as the model has proven successful in other industries, including construction, healthcare, and manufacturing for many years in Kansas. For more information on RKAP, you can visit the Office of Registered Apprenticeship at ksapprenticeship.org. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
On Tuesday, January 3rd, the Kansas Highway Patrol shared statistics from its activity over the New Year's weekend that began at 6 p.m. on December 30th and continued through Monday, January 2nd. In that time span, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported a jump in citations compared to last year. Crash statistics were slightly up from the previous 2 years, and 5 people reportedly died in 4 crashes on Kansas highways over a busy New Year's weekend, though none of the deadly crashes were DUI-related. However, the Kansas Highway Patrol did make 22 DUI arrests, a number that doubled the total for the same time span last year. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported 567 speeding tickets over the New Year's weekend, a total up from last year's 490, but significantly below 2 years ago at 733. And the Kansas Highway Patrol reported 47 seatbelt citations for adult drivers over the weekend, up from 30 last year. With moderate weather for late December into early January, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported 517 motorist assists over the New Year's weekend, down from 648 last year and 906 2 years ago. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation announced that it has approved the go-ahead for construction of the proposed Logan Intergenerational Facility, known as the LIFE Project. At their December meeting, the foundation trustees approved a guaranteed maximum price of $32 million presented by McCowan Gordon Construction Company based in Kansas City. And of that sum, $1 million for fixtures, furniture, and equipment is being raised through a local fundraising effort. And groundbreaking is tentatively scheduled for March, weather permitting, with the estimated ribbon cutting in August of 2024, in time for classes that fall. The project is uniquely designed to integrate several community facilities into a single structure that encourages intergenerational connections, and the design includes a new 36-bed nursing home that will replace the aging Logan Manor, a new pre-K through fourth grade elementary school, a gymnasium and locker room complex, a weight room and wellness facility, which will be available to the public, a community room, and a multi-purpose room, which will double as a community storm shelter. And an indoor corridor will connect the new structure to the existing high school building for easy access by all students. A town hall meeting to share more information about the project is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Monday, February 13th at the Logan High School Auditorium. The public is invited to attend and present any questions that they have about the project. Anyone that needs more information can contact Michael Earhart of DK Development, LLC in Phillipsburg, the designated owner's representative, at 785-302-1387. The Norton County Hospital announced that at the Norton County Hospital Board of Trustees meeting held on January 4th, the board approved the reinstatement of Brian Kirk as CEO effective January 16th of 2023. Additionally, the board is moving forward with negotiating a contract with Jeff McKinley, DO, as a medical staff provider at the Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic. The hospital's planned community town hall meeting for January 17, 2023, is being postponed with a rescheduled date to be determined. In accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has ordered flags throughout the state of Kansas to be flown at half-staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities immediately until the day of interment in honor of former Kansas Attorney General Robert Stephen, who passed away on Tuesday. Stephen entered the Kansas Attorney General's office in 1979 and held the office for 16 years. Governor Kelly said that she ordered the flag statewide to be flown to honor Kansas's longest-serving Attorney General Robert Stephen. She said she had the utmost respect for General Stephen's advocacy and public service, and she appreciates his sage counsel. The flag order will be updated when the date of interment is determined. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Painter Oil Service is thrilled to cheer for the amazing Hoxie Indian winter sports teams. The athletes have the talent and determination that's sure to lead them to victory. Good luck, girls and boys. Do your best from your friends and fans at Painter Oil Service in Hoxie. Wilkins Manufacturing and Tarps Unlimited is wishing good luck to the guys and girls of the Stockton Tigers winter sports teams. The athletes are sure to bring home the victories. Wilkins Manufacturing and Tarps Unlimited in Stockton. They can unload almost anything, anywhere, anytime with a Wilkins trailer.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Canada is a bright spot for U.S. ethanol exports, while China, with its tariffs, continues to lag as an ethanol market. Ethanol exports to Canada continue to soar despite its barriers to other U.S. farm-related exports like dairy. Renewable Fuel Association head Jeff Cooper.
Canada continues to grow in terms of its imports of U.S. ethanol. It is far and away the leading destination for ethanol exports leaving this country. And it's been the most consistent market for U.S. ethanol producers as well. It's been very steady, very predictable. And when you're talking about export markets, that's exactly what you're looking for. We've seen so much volatility in some of these other markets that it's been great to have a reliable trade partner in Canada.
Which has not been the case with China and its continuing large tariff on U.S. ethanol.
China has maintained that 35% tariff on ethanol imports from the U.S., and that's made it cost prohibitive to sell into that marketplace. There's been a few drips and drabs that have gone into China this past year, but nothing significant and certainly nothing close to the volumes that we saw flowing to China several years ago.
Brazil, in the meantime, again suspended through the end of this month its 20% ethanol tariff, but still only imported some 60 to 80 million gallons last year, a fraction of pre-tariff levels. The next deadline for the Conservation Stewardship Program applications to be considered for funding this year is February 10th, 2023. through CSP. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service helps farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners earn payments for expanding conservation activities while maintaining agricultural production on their land. They also encourage new technologies and management styles. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Why should you add sustainable oils camelina to your crop rotation? Consider this. Sustainable oils camelina is the feedstock crop of choice for renewable diesel production, and demand is growing fast. It has strong drought tolerance, cold tolerance. It's easy to grow. You can plant it early so it doesn't bump up against your winter wheat harvest. You could even double crop for more income on the same acres. You'll have ground cover through the winter with all its biological benefits. We provide growing support all along the way. We'll pay you $300 per acre if you're new to growing sustainable oils camelina and get a certified stand. And here's the kicker. When you partner with us, we'll provide the seed at no cost. Learn more about how sustainable oils camelina could boost profitability on your farm while still protecting your soil and your time at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure is set up in the Central Plains for now, so the overall weather pattern for the next 2 days looks pretty good. We may see a weak low develop in the Panhandle region tomorrow, but precipitation chances from that system look low for most of our state. Occasionally breezy today, then getting a little more windy with that low crossing southern Kansas and then into the northeastern counties tomorrow afternoon and into Saturday. On the map, heading into this afternoon, high pressure is parked over western Kansas, extending down into the southern plains. We have a fairly strong high in the central Rockies and a low pressure lee trough just off to our west. That big storm system from the Pacific is bringing a lot of rain and snow to the west coast and especially California. Mostly sunny through the afternoon and highs today top out in the 40s for the most part, except for some upper 30s in our northern counties. Fair overnight, pretty cold, our lows in the teens and 20s again, and low pressure will start to develop in the northern panhandle after midnight. On Friday, the low will edge eastward across our southern counties. We may see some cloud cover over the central and eastern counties as well as southern Kansas. Then by Friday afternoon, a slight chance of showers mainly over the southern and eastern counties, but it won't be much. Friday's highs will be a little bit warmer for most areas except for the northwestern counties. Some clouds and cooler with a few early showers on Saturday. Then daytime highs warm up a little bit with fair weather on Sunday. This afternoon in northwest Kansas, upper 30s to low 40s with low to mid-teens overnight. We're in the low to mid-40s north central and tonight low to mid-20s. Low to mid-40s northeast and low to mid-20s for the overnight hours. We'll be in the upper 40s southwest and tonight upper teens to mid-20s. South central upper 40s and low 50s and tonight we're in the upper 20s. Mid to upper 40s southeast and tonight looks like upper 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Still having fun.
still.